U.S. President Donald Trump is promising big sanctions against Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria against Kurdish fighters. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump again defended his withdrawal of American troops who had been fighting alongside the Kurds against Islamic State terrorists. Meanwhile, Syria is moving forces toward its northern border. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as US troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vows his country's offensive against Kurdish fighters will continue, no matter what anyone says. It's going to be a busy week in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Today, Fiona Hill, a former top National Security Council expert on Russia, is testifying to the House panels leading the investigation. On Thursday, Gordon Sondland, Mr. Trump's handpicked ambassador to the European Union, will testify. According to the Washington Post, he is expected to tell Congress his text message reassuring another diplomat there was no quid pro quo in their interaction with Ukraine was based solely on what President Trump told him. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Saudi Arabia today. He is meeting with the country's king and crown prince as he seeks to cement Moscow's political and energy ties across the Mideast. This is VOA News. Spain's Supreme Court handed prison sentences to 9 separatist leaders on Monday for their role in a failed Catalan independence bid in 2020.